Welcome back to another episode of Vente al Cafecito. I hope you brought your cafecito and you're ready to dig into today's topic. So last week I recorded with my really good friend Areli, which is the episode that you guys heard prior to this one. And before we actually even started the episode, we just had a conversation, an honest conversation about parenthood. And I wanted to share that with you guys for today's episode.
Yeah, I feel like pre-baby, I could juggle like 10 things at a time. And you hear about like these stories where moms are talking about, you know, how they can just multitask and somehow they find it in them to do this. Like it's, you know, like it's what it's supposed to be. And I don't know if it's because this is like a new mom thing where I'm trying to figure it out, or I don't even know what it is, but I cannot juggle so many things like I used to now.
Yeah. And it's like your life is now kind of just on this, like on this other person's schedule and timeline. So you can't be like, oh, I can do this and this and this. And then like, it just, your, whatever the things that you wanted to do are now kind of on hold, and you have to put their needs first. And then that's just what it is. Like, you can't have so many things going on at the same time, because if for whatever reason, I mean, right now she's a baby. So right now it's like a little bit different, because you're kind of just like trying to keep her alive, you know?
Right.
But when they get older, it's like, now they want to do this and they want to do that. And it's like, oh, well, now you have to put your stuff on hold. Like, for example, like yesterday he had a soccer game. So that was like, you know, 2 hours of our day. Today in the morning he had catechism, so that like now my whatever I want to do is just not like, you have to either wake up super early or go to sleep super late to be able to have that. But what I will say that makes it a lot easier is having them on a schedule. Like having them on a schedule changes everything.
Yeah.
Even as they get older, it helps a lot.
We're trying to get on a schedule, and you know, it's kind of like you kind of fight with that more of like a cultural standpoint of like, oh, you know, let them cry it out, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, the I don't want to say new way of parenting, but kind of like your own way of parenting.
Yeah. You kind of have to take like a little bit of everything and then figure out what works for you, you know, because that's the only way to do it. I don't feel like one way of parenting is right. I feel like you, and then you're going to start realizing that you start, like, you know, when you're growing up, you're like, I will never do this like my parents did.
Right.
And then you start doing it. Like, and then you have to like stop yourself and be like, oh shit, like I said I was never going to do that. So now, and then it becomes like a whole other like healing process for you, where you have to heal those things to be able to not do the same things over again. Like for me, for example, spanking, I never wanted to spank him ever. Like I never wanted to do that. But there was a period of time between when he was like 3 and 4 where he would throw these horrible tantrums. Like he would unbuckle himself in the freeway and get out of his car seat. And he would like, it was like horrible. And there was definitely moments where I spanked him, and it wasn't like, oh my God, like horrible, but I felt like I had to. And ever since that, like, I think it was like maybe like a few months where it was just so bad. And when he turned 4 years old, I was like, I promised myself I would never do this. And ever since then, I've never spanked him again. And he's 8 now, you know, and we have conversations about it all the time, where like, I tell him like, you know, my parents used to throw shoes in my face. Like, you know, like my parents would really hit us, and I don't want to do that with you. And he tells me like, oh, so you want to be like your parents? You want to spank me like your parents? Like, no, I don't want to do that. And that's what I'm trying to stop. But yeah, it's hard. It's a struggle.
So we're trying to find that balance. And, you know, she's just 5 months old and she's still a baby. And we're just trying to get to know her, and then her get to know us too. And then both just kind of find a good balance.
Yeah. I will say, like everyone says, these days seem like they're never ending. And the days, like somebody told me the saying, and it kind of clicked for me, like the days are so long. but the years are so short. Like, before you know it, she's going to be 2, 3, 4, and then you're like, I'm like, you're going to have full-on conversations. So it seems like it's never ending, but even in those moments where you're, like, awake at night with her, just try to enjoy it, because you never, like, you're not going to get these moments back, you know? Yeah. And, like, it happens so fast, like, I can't even tell you. I mean, you went to Aiden's first birthday party.
It doesn't
feel like it was that long ago, but he's 8 years old now. Like, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I think another thing for me that I've been that's been so different is, you know, well, I'm 32 going on 33 this in a couple of weeks, and you know, for a very long time I was just either myself or myself with my now husband, and so, you know, we had so many years where it was kind of like, okay, let's go, let's stay out late, let's come back, let's maybe sleep a little bit, go back and do it again, to kind of like shifting what used to be our life to what it is now. You know, I was we're just talking about this this morning as we were having breakfast, and we said, oh man, like, you know, so many people are out and about and, you know, we're here. And he's like, yeah, but you have to think about, like, you used to do that too. And now you're just a different life. You're in a different space in your life now. And it's okay. And now it's been fun though, to kind of transition from doing that, because we did a lot of, you know, we had a lot of fun, and now we're here, and now we're parents, and now we're taking pictures of her in her Halloween costume.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, now it's about her. Now it's like, oh, the Halloween costume for her. Does she have shoes for this? And does she, you know, it's all for her. And it's really fun to see her, and just like the little laughs. It really does make all of that, you know, worth it. So
yeah. And even as a new mom, like, you know, she's only 5 months old. Like, hormonally, your body's like trying to readjust, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes we forget that, like, as a woman, when you're having a child, you go through so much, like, physically, emotionally, mentally, your body's changing, and then you're trying to get everything, like, back to what it was, and then it, like, some things are never going to be back to what they were, and then, like, you just, like, it's an emotional roller coaster, and you have to, like, give yourself some time to kind of adjust to that, too, because it does take a lot of time. Like, I think even now I'm like, okay, now we're starting to feel like we're in a routine, we're in a system, like, he's a little bit older now, like, it's a little bit easier. And also, like, it, like, when they say it takes a village, it really does take a village. Like, every single person in my family helps me a lot, you know, like, that is just such a something that I cannot stress enough. Like, even if you're, I mean, I'm a single parent and I have so much help, but even as a married couple, like, having help, I'm sure it makes a huge difference.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we've been now in Arizona for a little over a year, and my brothers all live here, and though, you know, they have their own lives, they do take the time to come over on weekends, and even just handing her off to them for a few minutes or even for a couple hours, it's so much help. And both of our moms kind of switch off every month, and I mean, I don't know how I could have done this without that bit of help. So
yeah, it makes a huge difference. And also having her connect with other people too is so important, because when I first had Aiden, I was such in my mentality, like, I'm a single mom, I'm going to do this all by myself, that I didn't want anyone to help me. And when I went back to work, back then it was a little bit different. You know, now everyone can work remote, or a lot of people can work remotely. It was so hard for him to adjust to not have me. Like, it took so long for him to be okay without me being there, like, 24/7. So it's so good to have him, like, connect with other people too, you know?
Yeah. And talking about that, you know, like, it sounds like it might be a mom thing, because I actually feel the same way. Like, I want to do everything. Sometimes I won't even let, you know, George help me, because I'm like, no, I'm the mom, I should be able to do this for her, I should be able to provide this for her. And for me, it's just more of like, I don't know, I think growing up in you know, the Mexican culture and in a Mexican household, you know, you kind of grow up with the idea of, oh, well, because those before us used to say, hey, the women are supposed to, you know, cook, clean, and do all this stuff. And the men kind of go out and get, you know, bring home the bread. And so it's kind of like, you know, I kind of deal with like, okay, well, I want to have my own, you know, career. And then now bringing in motherhood into play, it's just kind of like, well, I still want to be a professional and I still want to have that part of my life. But now I'm being a mom. And so, but I also have it to be just as great in that space. And so mm-hmm. that kind of drives me to wanting to do everything and also not wanting to get help. And, you know, it was funny because I actually had a conversation with one of my sisters in law, and she mentioned, you know, that, you know, George's mom wanted to help me. And for me, I'm kind of like, no, like, you're older, we should be taking care of you. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, but, you know, she's a grandma too, and she wants to take care of, you know, the baby. And I kind of had to, like, something clicked in me, and I just said to myself, you know what, that's true. Like, I might be depriving her of that experience with her granddaughter, and vice versa, granddaughter with the grandmother. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, no, like, I should be taking care of you. You just kind of sit back and enjoy mm-hmm. the ride. But, you know, it was hard for me to accept that it's okay to get help. And it's actually like, everyone's better for it, right? Everyone's so much happier. She's so much happier. We have a little bit more space to kind of, you know, do a little bit of what we like to do. So it was a little bit of a struggle, kind of, again, finding balance between those two things.
Yeah. I think even for me with Aiden, even going to the gym, like, I used to feel okay. Like, I didn't work full time for the first 2 years of his life. I worked part time. And then once he turned two, I worked full time. And I felt okay if I was working. Like, I was leaving him. And if I was working, I didn't feel guilty because I felt like I need to provide for him. Like, if I'm not working, you know, there's no way that I'm going to be able to provide for him. I felt guilty if it came to going out, like if it came to just going out for a drink or going to the gym or doing things that were for me, I felt so guilty. So it wasn't until maybe like 3-4 years ago that I was like, no, I need to do these things so that I'm a better mom, because it's okay. Like, yeah, I'm present, I'm here. But if I'm in a bad mood, or if I'm tired, or if I'm not like relaxed, then what's the point of me being here, you know? So I had to like release that and say, it's okay for me to go to dinner. It's okay for me to go, you know, to the gym. There's nothing wrong with those things. And then now that he's in school, it's a little bit easier, you know, because I can do those things while he's at school. But it's so important to do that. And if you learn that now, you'll be such a, like, in the end, you know, you'll have such a better relationship with your daughter, because you won't always be stressed out. You know, you have to take care of yourself to be able to take care of her too. But I do think that you're right. It does come from that culture. And me, my mom, you know, my parents got divorced when I was 10 years old. So my mom was the breadwinner. You know, we saw my dad, you know, every weekend or whatever, but I always saw my mom being like a hustler, like working. So my brother and I, like we learned how to do our own laundry, like, quick. I remember being like 7-8 years old, putting a load of laundry in. We learned how to make ourselves something to eat, like, super quick, you know? And I have the opposite effect that with my son. Now I'm like, no, I was a kid who had to do all these things for myself. I had to get myself ready for school. And now I feel like I overdo it with him, to the point where, like, now he doesn't want to do anything for himself. You know, so it's like, what, like, you have to try to balance it out. And it's a fucking balancing act at all times, because you don't know what's the right thing to do with them. You know, like, he's going to tell me, oh, well, you did everything for me. Now I don't know how to tie my shoes, you know?
Right. No, so and you know, it's funny because I think a big topic that's being talked about out there is like childhood drama, right? You've talked about childhood trauma, I should say. Mm-hmm. But you've talked about it in your podcast. We've talked about it, you know, through text message. Yeah. And it's just, you know, I feel like all of these things, like you've talked about you having to do laundry at 7 years old, and, you know, it's, we kind of grew up in a very similar situation. And even though I had both parents, it was both parents that were present. I don't want to say they were not present, but they were also not present for a lot of moments because they had to be out working, both of them, just to kind of, you know, I mean, it was four of us, four kids. And now, I mean, we see how expensive our kids are. And so I can only imagine. And so, you know, I remember being in grade school. I think I might have been like a sixth grader or maybe even a fourth grader. And my younger brother was like in kindergarten making me breakfast. I'm just kind of like, and you know, it's these things that I feel like have kind of shaped who we are now, right? Like, I mean, I've seen you in your life where you're just like, you know, you're a hustler yourself and you've kind of just gone out and you've like made shit happen. And I think it comes from like our experiences when we were kids where there was no other choice, right? Yeah. There was no other choice than to make it happen. And I think it also translates into kind of like the actions that we make here, even now as adults. You know, I tell my husband all the time, I'm like, oh man, like he talks about going to Six Flags. I'm like, damn, like I didn't go to Six Flags till I was like in, for a school, you know, field trip or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, now, when we were old enough or when I was even old enough to start making trips and start traveling and, you know, it's very different for our parents to be like, oh, where are you going? Oh, well, I'm going to the middle of the Indian Ocean. Oh, well, where is that? You know, and for them, it's such almost like a, like, they're so proud because they're just like, you know, we're sorry we couldn't take you to these places, but it's, you know, it's okay. I mean, at the end of the day, I still feel like I had the best childhood, even though we didn't have too much, or maybe we had to be, you know, responsible at a super early age. And yeah, I think sometimes our parents also feel a little bit of guilt and that, and I definitely don't want to feel that with my daughter now that we're in a different generation. So
that was today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. I think my biggest takeaway is that you don't have to follow the norms. You can definitely do your own thing. And for me, what works best is just being honest with him, letting him know when he hurts my feelings, apologizing when I hurt him, when I hurt his. And that's been working for us so far. So I really hope you guys enjoyed it. And I will see you on the next episode. Don't forget to bring your cafecito. Bye.